3:26 here on the Dan York Show, 2 to 6. Enjoying thoroughly the conversation with Justin Katz from AnchorRising.com. You know, we're not blowing the house down here today, but Justin is a thinker, and he's not very flamboyant. So it's a conversation that might say, well, you're not coming in here to roll the house down, mm-hmm. but you're a thinker, and you're giving me thinking answers on raising some thinking issues, which is exactly what you do on AnchorRising.com, which I think is a must read for everybody in this state. You know, let me toss a couple other things down at you. I get that you've got the courage to say, look, if I could wave a magic wand, we would bust the unions in the state. It's kind of funny. I've never even said that, ever, that we have to bust the unions. And I'm viewed as one of these anti-union guys. you know, if I'm an anti-union guy, you're like right of Attila the Hun when it comes to that kind of stuff, you know, as you tap onto your keyboard daily. Talk to me about the Republican Party. Well, I say Republican Party. Get on my couch. I say Republican Party. You say what? In the state, by the way, I'm talking about.
At this point, I see them strategically as a another of our small activist groups on the reform side. I don't see that they do much as a party. I wish they would. I don't see a fleet of candidates. I don't see all the good stuff I would cite in the Rhode Island right, which would normally fall under the umbrella of the Republican Party, are being done by distinct groups, such as RISC and Osprey. And
see, those acronyms roll off your tongue. What do you think the percentage of people in Rhode Island? What do you think the percentage of people in Rhode Island is that know what Osprey and RISC are? How about this, Dean Wormer? You know, maybe Dean Wormer has an idea as to how many people know what those are.
0.0.
Which I think is an overstatement. I would think that 0.5.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, then you have to break it down by who pays attention.
Absolutely, because, you know, 92% of America is kind of out there clueless, right. And 10% is kind of running the show. I get that. I don't know whether that's good or bad. You know, unfortunately, too many of them voting, and they have no idea what the hell they're voting about. But that was kind of not a lame answer, but a sad one. When I say Republican Party, and you went, oh, no, they're not much. They're, you know, I guess they're a small activist group. I wish they were born, but they're not really doing anything. The job of reform is being. I mean, can you hear yourself? Isn't that awful? I mean, isn't that just like the most awful thing in the world? I mean, for a conservative blogger, when I ask you, tell me about the Republican Party in the state, and you can barely muster a sentence because you're so unenthused?
Well, I think they're spending some time in the woods, I was going to say, but yeah, it's been a pretty big forest. But
Well, do you agree with me on my premise that they should have formally shut down so at least there was news that they suspended themselves?
Well,
that was not offered in jest a year and a half ago when I said
that. I know.
That.
I remember the day you
they got to shut it down and get. They need an enema. All right, think about
I don't
it.
Know
I
about
got
shutting down. Down.
Well, okay. Well, then you know. Okay, just keep it open as a. I don't know. Kind of.
Well, just
really
rebuild it from the bottom up, just like everything else.
Well, if you don't clear the crap out of the pipe in the toilet, how are you gonna flush it? 3:30.
I'll leave that one alone.
I go to Outhouse and American Standard analogies a lot, and of course later we're going to talk about whether Tiger poofed on the fairway.